Later this year, cinema is set for a revamp. The world's first remixable film called Sanctuary is scheduled for release. It's a 15-minute part animated tale set in the Australian bush. And if you're keen and can get your hands on film editing software, you'll be able to change scenes and even edit actors' dialogue. Funded partly through the Australian Film Commission, the work has already managed to fire up the Actors Equity Union. Before we find out why, let's hear first from the film's director from Mod Films, Michaela Ledwidge.
The idea is that for the first time, the material that goes into the film, over and beyond what's in the final cut, is going to be made available through a subscription service online and as additional material on a DVD. So in addition to just hearing more about the film, maybe seeing a making of, we're actually going to be doing things like releasing offcuts, releasing the 3D models that are used for certain visual effects, additional sound layers, all sorts of bits and bobs that make up the experience. And for the first time legally, the audience will be allowed to take those materials and use them in their own projects and in derivative work.
Who's going to want to remix a film, and what footage will they be able to manipulate?
A lot of the action of the story takes place in a wildlife sanctuary, and so there are some really gorgeous scenes of the Australian bush on fire, and also picturesque views of landscape shots. Now, this material could be used in a non-commercial video, or it could be used as on someone's website, or for any purposes on their desktop. By making the materials more available, the audience will come up with new ways of reusing.
Remix.
People who buy the DVD of the film will automatically pick up an online subscription that gives them access to start remixing parts of the film. It's up to them as to how and what they do with the film, and is limited only by their imaginations and software. But how is it all legal? Up until now, when a film's released, it's covered by a copyright license, legally preventing people from making copies and reusing parts of the film. Sanctuary, however, is covered by what's known as a Creative Commons license, offering a flexible copyright. While the copyright still remains with the author, it does allow people to copy and distribute the work.
So the Creative Commons gives you, in layman terms, a very straightforward way of giving additional rights to your audience. Like, for example, in our project, we're saying that the audience has the right to use, to reuse the work, to create derivatives, so to create new things out of the original materials for non-commercial use, as long as they attribute the original production, they say where they've got it from, and that anything that they create has to be shared in exactly the same way.
How do the actors in Sanctuary feel, given that it is their image and their voice that's able to be remixed and end up who knows where on the net? Mark Owen Taylor plays Dad in the film.
In terms of people downloading images and using, you know, the voices and bits and pieces, that doesn't really worry me. I mean, just doing this interview can be manipulated by the editing process, or speaking to someone from the print journalism, you know, they can edit it. So you're not really in control of your work anyway, especially as an actor in a film. It's, you know, you're a collaborative effort with the director, and then it's edited, and so what ends up is completely different to perhaps what you're doing. So this is, I think, just yet another step down that line.
Remix.
The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, the union that represents actors, refused to endorse Sanctuary, claiming that the Creative Commons license was inappropriate to cover the work of professional actors. Given the battle between Mod Films and the MEAA, would Michaela go through it all again?
Oh, look, absolutely. It wouldn't have been a straightforward process wherever we took it. The Screen Actors Guild in the US have exactly the same objections, and indeed are making life just as difficult for the filmmakers that are exploring things over there. This was ground to be broken anywhere in the world. I just wanted to do it in my hometown.
Australian Michaela Ledwidge with the world's first remixable film project up her sleeve. It's called Sanctuary, and it's a 15-minute film that she's going to whip out later in the year so people can get online and remix aspects of the film. Here's Kinney and Horn. This one's Why Me on Alchemy.